This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark is out for the remainder of the week, actually on the way through, I think, Monday of next week. He's taking his yearly Christmas vacation with the family because, you know, he's a family kind of guy, and he can do that stuff. So we're going to be enjoying our time without him, which means more time for you, Derek J.
Yay!
I'm so glad about that because I think you're great on the air, and I'm glad you're here.
I'm excited to be here tonight.
There's a lot, of course, to talk about, and most of it isn't good news. Last week, as you know, there was the Defense Authorization Act, which was a big deal. I mean, this thing upset a lot of people. In fact, it upset a lot of Obama's supporters. We pointed out that Cenk Unger from the Young Turks, which is a very popular progressive kind of lefty-leaning podcast, or not even a podcast, but so much like a video podcast. He does video blogging, essentially. It's more than just video blog. I think it's a fairly well-produced video program. But anyway, he came out and basically lauded Ron Paul on one of his videos. I mean, he pointed out there's still a lot with which he disagrees with Ron Paul, but essentially he was saying that Ron Paul is a better choice than Barack Obama. And, you know, he's somebody who supported Barack Obama and voted for Barack Obama and pitched him on his show, and now he's just so turned off by Barack Obama because of this whole Defense Authorization Act.
Well, yeah, for a lot of people, Obama was the anti-war president, and so now people are looking for another anti-war president, and there aren't very many options.
There's only one option, and unless Dennis Kucinich is in the race, and I don't know. I mean, are the Democrats even going to have a primary?
Yeah, I heard they are.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's going to be basically a joke, I suppose.
Right.
So, of course, for those that don't know, this Defense Authorization Act, among other things, did authorize, legalize, I guess you could say, or codify what's already been happening since the Bush administration, and that is the ability of the feds to just come and take anybody they want and put them in a cell for as long as they want without any semblance of a trial or process or, you know, charges or anything like that. They can just put you in a cell.
Well, the government's just trying to get this message across to folks who are a little slow on the uptake that they can do whatever they want to you. And so, you know, people have been figuring this out for the last 100, you know, 50, 25 years, whatever it is for you. But, yeah, there's no justice in the justice system, and they want to make it clear, but they need to do it by passing these laws. And so, you know, they've made it clear for a large group of people this time.
I hope so. I really hope that you know, people are paying attention, because anybody paying attention is going to figure this out, right? Like, it's not hard once you start paying attention, but if all you're doing is watching Dancing with the Stars and, like, completely off in your own little pop culture world where, you know, you don't know anything about what's happening around you, then I could see that you wouldn't know. But, I mean, if you heard about this, how could anyone hear about this Defense Authorization Act thing and feel like, yeah, that's the country I want to live in?
Well, it just makes some status warm and cozy inside to know that they could be abducted for any reason and
go to the country.
Yeah, no one's told about it, and they'll be detained forever, and who knows what happens.
So, kind of in that vein, here's some more news that is maybe as disturbing. From TheHill.com, members of the House Homeland Security Committee introduced a cybersecurity bill on Thursday that would establish a quasi-governmental entity to oversee information sharing with the private sector. Like the other cybersecurity bills offered by the House GOP, the Promoting and Enhancing Cybersecurity and Information Sharing Act, which breaks down to the word precise, encourages private firms to share information on cyber threats, but stops short of mandating new security standards for sectors deemed critical to national security. Quote, the risk of cyber attack by enemies of the United States is real. It's ongoing and it's growing, said Chairman Peter King. The Precise Act, in line with the framework set forth by the Speaker's Cybersecurity Task Force, protects our critical infrastructure without a heavy-handed and burdensome regulatory approach that could cost American jobs. So they're trying to say
without
that,
a heavy-handed approach.
Right. They're trying to say that this new government program, which the headline here says House Security Bill, Cybersecurity Bill, would establish federal overseer. So they're establishing some sort of an internet, you know, if this goes through, establishing some sort of an internet overseer, and they're claiming, oh, it won't be heavy-handed.
So is it just one, like a czar, or is it a whole bureaucracy, like a whole agency, perhaps?
A fine question, perhaps. Perhaps we will learn more here, as the bill would clearly delineate the cybersecurity functions of the Department of Homeland Security by requiring DHS to evaluate cybersecurity risks for critical infrastructure firms and determine the best way to mitigate them.
Oh,
can
wow.
you imagine? You would want to hire, if you were a business owner, the DHS to have them come in. I'm sure you wouldn't be hiring them. They'd probably come in anyway. But can you imagine? Oh, I think I need to have an audit done on my security. I'll call the government.
Yeah, as if, because they always do a great job. I mean, who the heck is going to say that they don't feel secure enough having their website? If it hasn't already been hacked or something, you're going to look into the competent people at the government to solve this problem?
These are the same people who, as of, well, I don't know, 5 years ago, I think, was when we reported on it, the FBI still hadn't quite gotten the whole email thing down. I mean, we're talking about the middle of the aughts. Well, a solid decade after the internet really kind of hit it big, that the FBI, a lot of the FBI agents still hadn't been linked up with email. Like, they were still trying to get that system working. They kept bringing in IT supervisors, and they would come in and, you know, deal with having to work with this bureaucracy, and they're not used to this crap, and, like, having to deal with whatever it is you have to deal with being a bureaucrat, and they just, you know, became lazy, like bureaucrats became. They didn't get the job done, and they ended up spending, I think it was like $170 million trying to implement the email with the FBI.
It's unbelievable.
It just didn't pan out, and I don't know, maybe they finally did it down the line, but, I mean, it was years and years and years.
And just knowing what they have done in regards to WikiLeaks, I wouldn't trust them anywhere near computer servers. I just wouldn't want the government looking through any sorts of files.
When absolutely.
They've determined, you know, what is safe for the public to view and what is not. And what kind of a job is that? I mean, who seriously thinks that one person or even an agency of people could regulate everything on the internet? I mean, how is that even possible? That what are they going to view? Every single page, every single server? It's an impossible job for any single person or group of people to do.
At this point, they're focusing more on the corporate level, right? So
just narrow it down to the corporate level, it's still impossible. There are websites coming out every single day, every single second. People are creating new websites for their businesses. There's no way that you could regulate or just determine whether or not the service are safe at the rate that new websites are coming out.
According to House Cybersecurity Subcommittee member Dan Lundgren, quote, "Cybersecurity is truly a team sport, and this bill gives DHS needed authorities to play its part in the federal government's cybersecurity mission and enables the private sector to play its part of being the bitch by giving them the information and access to technical support they need to protect critical infrastructure. By authorizing DHS to oversee civilian cybersecurity," says the article, "the legislation aligns with proposals from both the Senate and White House, but is unclear how much authority DHS would have to enforce its security standards. Democrats have argued DHS needs some enforcement authority to ensure firms beef up their network protections." So essentially what they're saying here is that, well, you folks in the IT business, you've been doing an all right job, but we think you need some federal oversight. So we're going to send in our boys and we'll do an audit of your system. And, you know, they haven't nailed all this down yet, right? This is just a proposed bill.
Yeah, they're just talking about it. They're throwing around this special language, you know, we need the authority to play our part.
Right, so that's the critique with this, is that they don't have enough authority yet in this bill, so maybe we need some more authority.
Well, they're just spouting out propaganda words, just putting it into people's heads that this is probably a good idea, this is just rolling down the line, this is the next thing that's going to come out, and, you know, don't raise any fuss about this. What they're essentially saying is, you know, we need authority. Why? Because we want to.
It's security. It's not because we want to control the internet or attempt to censor things down the line. No, 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 no. We're just here to help you keep those hackers out.
As if.
You believe this stuff? 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, I imagine the IT community is pretty upset about this because there's a lot of Liberty people in the IT community. I mean, you look at the breakdown of, like, the Free State Project, for instance. There's all kinds of IT people within this Liberty community. So I hope that they can do something to put a stop to this or refuse to cooperate, because it's going to be real bad news if the feds can get inside anyone's server anytime.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You are invited to bring up anything that you like. Head on over to freetalklive.com to get interactive. There you can actually submit content to the website using our Submit Show Prep button up there. And that allows you to take whatever you find on the internet that you think is interesting, you think our listeners might enjoy seeing, and submit it to the site, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Bitcoins. Something you can do is give bitcoins to Free Talk Live if you like us. You can throw something in the tip jar there, because bitcoins are really neat. They are the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. It's been on the market probably since about 2008, and within the last year or so, it's really taken off in popularity. They have shot up to as much as $30 per Bitcoin. They're currently at around $4. So it's all over the map as far as what the worth of it is. And I don't know if I would consider it an investment or not. I just consider it an investment in the future of currency, because it's completely decentralized. There's no central Bitcoin bank. There's no issuer that is a corporation or a government or anything like that. It's just an open source tech project, essentially, that it's true, there's nothing backing the Bitcoin except for the fact that people value it. And it's working on that basis because it's so darn valuable, because it's a completely distributed model in that there's no way to take the system down. It's peer-to-peer. So whether you're in or out, Bitcoin will go on because somebody's in. There are a bunch of people, you know, probably a couple million around the world that are involved in Bitcoin. And it's such an exciting thing. It can't be counterfeited or inflated, and you can use them anywhere in the world as long as you've got an internet connection, so you don't need permission from any government or corporation to do so. It's really unique. You can go to weusecoins.com, and that's where you can learn more about the Bitcoin. That's weusecoins.com. And if you'd like to get some physical Bitcoins, which is really an unusual thing, and they're very cool, we've actually got them sitting in the studio here, you can get those over at memorydealers.com. They're proud to offer physical Bitcoins that you can actually transfer from person to person without having an internet connection. Of course, they make great conversation starters. So be part of the currency that is transforming the world. Go to memorydealers.com and get started with Bitcoins. So we're going to go to your phone calls, and then, Derek J., you're going to tell us a story about a bit of good news when it comes to prostitution.
It is good news. And more freedom here.
It's rare that you hear good news, especially in the area of prostitution, so I'm curious to find out more about that. We go to Ty, listening in Tennessee, first on the Amp Lines. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Hey, guys. That was what an outstanding program you guys had last night with the calls about the civil rights era and Ron Paul's stance against the legislation. I think it's important for people to understand that the principles that Ron Paul puts forth, and that I think that most of the people that listen to this show put forth, is that legislation does not solve social problems. It actually creates other social problems.
I agree with you, Ty.
Being against the legislation does not mean that you're against the change. And I have a theory about how truly positive social change happens. It only happens when a culture reaches this critical mass of changing hearts and minds.
Absolutely.
And the civil rights era of the 60s is a real great example of that. That was going to happen. That change was happening anyway, and I think that the government coming in and actually trying to move the parade and right in front of the parade with the Civil Rights Act actually derailed it in many ways.
I think you're right, because essentially, as was mentioned last night, the pendulum swung in the other direction, right? So you had the Jim Crow laws, which were forcing segregation on people who didn't necessarily want to be segregated, like bus operators, for instance. And then you also had, you know, once the Civil Rights Act came through, then the pendulum swung over in the other direction, which kind of forced integration, perhaps, on people that maybe didn't want to be integrated. Whereas what you're saying, Ty, is if you'd simply just allowed things to be on their own, that people would have integrated likely more so on their own just over time. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. You know, yeah, and the thing is that it's a real uncomfortable time when that change occurs, because it actually tends to strengthen the polarization, because old bad customs do not die. You know, they do not just roll over and die and,
right,
and go poof.
You don't legislate them out of existence.
Yeah, you can't legislate them out of existence, and they don't just kind of fade away. There's kind of like an avalanche that occurs, but there's usually violence in the process. Not that I'm saying that I'm advocating violence. I'm just saying that there's going to be a lot of conflict, because there are people who want the status quo, but the you know, the majority of the people, when that critical mass is reached, you can't stop it.
Well,
except by trying to convince people that you can make changes with legislation, and then the things become more subtle. The problem still exists, but it goes kind of underground. And who was it, some Jackson that called in that was talking about how it's kind of like a new Jim Crow that set in with the drug war. So it's still there. It just kind of went underground. And that's still from the institution of power trying to exert power over people, or actually successfully exerting power over people. So that's where the problem is. You got to get rid of that power structure, and the only way to get rid of that power structure is for another critical mass of minds to change, saying, if I want to not be controlled, I have to stop trying to control others.
No doubt about it.
If that happens, we will have that change.
I think that's what we're seeing with the Free State Project and the Shire Society, with people coming to the same place together to create that critical mass. Because it's one thing to try to create critical mass starting from zero and being the guy, being the one loner that's out there crying in the wilderness about freedom. No one's going to care. They're just not going to listen to you. You're going to be crazy. You're going to be the local town loon. But if you're together with a bunch of other town loons all in the same place, like New Hampshire, then that changes the perspective. Then all of a sudden you become a movement, and then you become, you know, something to be reckoned with to some extent by those who are in the you know, the halls of power. I mean, we saw a perfect example of this the other day, of how numbers make a difference. And Derek J., you unfortunately showed up late for the real fireworks, but you did end up coming to this. It was the hearing that we had on Friday at the Supreme Court here in New Hampshire, where folks, probably at least eight, maybe more people had video cameras. There were at least 24 people in the lobby of this courthouse, but a good third of them had video cameras. And we were filming in the lobby, or recording video in the lobby, and it was all right for a while. And then the clerk came out, and she threatened us, and she wagged her finger at us like a school marm. And she said that, you know, you can't be doing this out here, and there's a judge's order that says you can't do it. And none of us backed down on this.
And the bailiff wasn't looking to make any arrests. There's terrific video of it up at freekeen.com.
There is. Well, the bailiff was looking to start a fight.
Too, if you don't mind.
Sure, hang on. More with Ty in a moment here. 855-450-FREE. And so you can also take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. But there was a controversial aspect to what happened Friday that shocked me. And I'll bring that up in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It is the week prior to the Christmas holiday, and Free Talk Live will be here every single night. As I understand it, we will still be here on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So you still get Free Talk Live every single night. And that's the way we like it around here. We like to give you live content all the time, planning on likely being live on New Year's Eve as well. As long as we can get some board operators in at the network, we can be live, and usually somebody's more than happy to come in and make a little bit of extra money, because I always like to give them a little bonus for coming in on a holiday when, you know, people like to stay home. And so it's good. So we'll be here with you, 855-450-FREE. So stay tuned out throughout the holidays and get interactive with us here. Get on the air, bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the point of Free Talk Live. Now, freedomengineering.org. You're familiar with these guys, aren't you?
Oh, Barry? Yeah. Freedom Engineering is a great group. Right now they have helped FR33agents.com, you know, getting online, getting some programmers. And they're doing some incredible work, sponsoring drones and some really interesting work coming out of Freedom Engineering.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And you can get involved if you are a coder or creative or an arco-capitalist nerd from around the world. This is not a geographically located project.
That's right.
This is international. And right now, these folks are collaborating on technology and enterprises that will build the free future. So their efforts with free agents, FR33agents.com, is just one of one of the many projects that agents or the Freedom Engineers are working on. You can join an inspired team that's already 50 strong and get the help that you need to complete your radical idea. Or jump in and lend a hand with exciting projects that are already in motion. You can go to freedomengineering.org and join their team by signing up for the free newsletter. Freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. So, our number here, 855-450-FREE. Ty is back with us. And, Ty, you're calling from Tennessee. I know you said you had something else for Derek, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I called in the night that Derek is there because I've been meaning to talk to him about this before. I think it may have even been his first appearance back when you were in jail, Ian.
Oh, okay.
He was on with, I think it was JJ, and he made a statement about how partying is activism.
I do remember.
Really?
I still stand by that. It was with Luther, and he took the position that partying is not activism, with which I vehemently disagree.
Explain. I would like to know more.
I think you are absolutely right.
Well, maybe and you can make my case for me.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about it, Ty. Why?
There's a real good book that explains a lot better than I can by Thaddeus Russell, called A Renegade History of the United States. And in that book, he provides evidence that most of our civil liberties, the civil liberties we enjoy today, were not championed by the powdered wig founding fathers, but by society's outcasts and misfits, minorities, gays, prostitutes, and mostly because they just wanted to have fun.
That's right.
And so, wait, are you talking about, okay, so I could see, like, for instance, here in Keene, we've had partying that I consider activism, like doing 420 celebrations in Central Square, or more so, nightcaps, which Pete Nademo started up from libertyontour.com when they came through here a couple years ago, where at 11 o'clock at night, we would have in the Central Square and in the center of town in Keene, we'd have a party. I mean, people would be drinking openly, they would be smoking cannabis openly.
Just living free.
And, you know, waving at the cops with beers in their hands as the cops drove by. It was a great time. And that was essentially a non-cooperation style activism or civil disobedience, actually, because it was announced and we promoted it and we were out there doing it, obviously. So I considered that activism. But I don't know if I consider somebody going over to another person's house, partying indoors, and no one knowing about it any I don't know if I consider that activism. I'm not sold on that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of see what you're saying.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that. What he's talking about in this book is, for instance, there were a lot of taverns and bars where people just went to have fun in colonial America, and there was a lot of mixing between the races, and the powdered wig founding fathers wanted to stop that because, you know, there's a big, strong Puritan streak in America.
Well, I could see that as being countercultural. I could see that being countercultural. I don't know. Is it activism, though?
It is. Okay, so I'll make my short case for partying being activism. It's just that life is about having a good time. To me, I want to have a good time in life.
It's about feeling good, in my opinion.
Right. It's the pursuit of happiness.
Right. And so living free in today will get you in trouble. Right? I mean, that's pretty...
You can't
live a free life and not get in trouble today.
Well, right. Part of the reason why people are, you know, cloistering themselves while they enjoy themselves is because they don't want to get in trouble, right?
Right.
So they're
living
having
free
a party
a
in their house because they don't want to have it outside.
Right. And so I'm saying, you know, partying out in the open, having a good time in public. That is the distinction that I would make.
I 100% agree with
that. Going into a cave and having a party is not activism. But, yeah, going out in public, showing that you're living free, showing that you're having a good time in life,
right?
That is criminal.
Because
when
people aren't going to care if you're having a, you know, party inside your house, but if you're doing it outside, then some people get upset about it, and you know they'll come up with the excuses of, "What about the children? We can't be having the children walk downtown and see a naked woman, or you know, a woman's breasts, or we can't have the children going downtown and seeing people dancing and smoking on the Central Square," because you actually just launched the dancing, what was it called?
Live Free or Dance.
Live Free or Dance, thank you.
And you can check it out at livefreeordance.com. I encourage everyone to start up their own public dance parties. It doesn't even have to be just dancing, but public parties, you can put it on the map, and livefreeordance.com helps promote it. So, yeah, absolutely.
No,
get that activism going with partying.
I think it's important to be as responsible as...
Anyway, Derek, if you wanted to get some ammunition of historical accounts, that book is a real good one to get. Thaddeus Russell? A Renegade History of the United States.
Excellent, Ty. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yeah, I mean, if that's the qualifier on it, I 100% agree. I think it absolutely is activism when you're kind of, you know, you're going up against social norms like that. And everybody thinks, a lot of people think that activism only is about changing a political system or something like that. And I don't think that's the case. I think that not only do you have to change people's hearts and minds to end up seeing a political system change, but I think that, in order to truly be free, we have to live in a society in which people tolerate others. And that means to tolerate people that might be doing things with which you disagree, and be able to explain to your children these things that they might see and not be all afraid of it. Because essentially, when I was in jail, for instance, I had this conversation with some of the people, not just the guards, but also mm-hmm. some of the people behind the bars, who's just, you know, they couldn't understand why. There was a guy in there for selling pot, and he couldn't understand why we would smoke pot in public.
Yeah, well, that's what I love about doing activism in public. Having a good time in public inspires people to ask all kinds of questions, and especially about private property rights, self-ownership. You know, why are you doing that? Why do you think you have the right to do that here? And don't you think that infringes on my rights? And these are great questions to be to ask.
But they may not have otherwise thought about it.
Right,
either.
And they're great conversation starters to have with people in your community.
And part of the reason why it should be done, especially things like smoking cannabis outdoors or women being topless or whatever, is to normalize these things, because there's so much propaganda surrounding it that poisons people. You know, there really are people out there that believe that marijuana is a bad thing, and that that people being seen smoking it is somehow going to corrupt the youth, and that it's Satan's weed, and that you just can't have that in a civilized society. And the point of going out and doing it in public is to show that, well, civilized people can do this and remain civilized. And look, here we are. We're smoking pot at Central Square, and everything's okay. No one has burned the gazebo down. There's not people being molested or murdered on the scene. In fact, everything is very peaceful and would be far more peaceful than if a bunch of people were out there drinking alcohol.
And it's a range of different ages and body types and occupations. There's even an older gentleman who came up to me and thanked us for smoking weed in public.
That's awesome. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But doing things that are out of the norm, but also, you know, safe, I think is an important thing to do. And that actually brings me to the point that I wanted to make about what offended some people about our activism on Friday. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, take your calls. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. Do head over there and get interactive. You can actually go ahead and join the AMP program if you'd like, if you want to help support Free Talk Live. This is one way to do it. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forum as well. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, get all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. More about the controversial activism here in a moment, but first to the phones and the fun. Mark is in Plattsburgh, New York. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, well, what's on your mind?
The statement that you just made about the Bibles, I tuned in late, was 100% right.
Bibles?
Yeah. Somebody handed me the Living Bible, so I read it, and I always wanted to read the King James.
I don't know if you're calling the right show, but all that said, go ahead with whatever you want to say, because it is Free Talk Live.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I must have called the wrong show.
No, but I do want to hear what you have to say about the Bible, so go right ahead.
Well, there's like 180 different ones out there. I mean, James Earl Jones even has a Bible, but you can see the comparison between them and how they change. You know, but
what does that say to you?
What's that? I'm sorry.
What does it tell you? What does it say to you? Is there a message there in the fact that these Bibles are so different?
Yeah, people are like they're like sheep. They don't want to keep reading. If you read something, pick up something else. You know, the King James is a great beginning. And if you go all the way back and you read Jewish writings and you go all the way back to Dead Sea Scrolls, Apocrypha, and this new one coming out, the Jordan Codices.
Do you think they're all valid, Mark?
You can't stop. You got to keep going.
Are they all valid?
Well, if you go all the way back to the Sumerians, that's how far you got to go back to find any validity.
How do you know?
Exactly. You're right. No, 100%. You're absolutely right. You're right.
Well, I mean, I'm just asking you.
No, you're absolutely right.
Well, I wasn't trying to make a
question.
Point.
He asked you a question. He didn't say anything besides that. What are you saying he's right about?
Well, the question was, how do we know they're right? And I'm just saying we don't know.
Oh, maybe I should clarify. I was wondering, how do you know you have to go back to the Sumerians?
Because if you start, like I said, when I first got that Living Bible, it was revised who knows how many times. And mm-hmm. then when I picked up the Living Bible, especially under Romans 13, it's totally, totally different.
Wow. That's the part about love, what love is?
Yeah, no, it's the Bible's an excellent book. It's romantic. I mean, you can look at that and you can say it's romantic. And you can go all the way back to the Egyptian writings. And even some of the old Jewish writers feel that it was a woman.
Is that as far as you take it? It's just a romance novel?
No, it's tons of wisdom. Tons of wisdom.
What is it that, maybe there's some wisdom in there. I think that's true, but aren't there also some really bad ideas? You know, like stoning people.
Absolutely. Oh, no, when you go back, if you added up all, I mean, in the Old Testament, God told Moses to go kill pregnant women, put the spear right through their stomach.
So I'm familiar with Cliff's Notes, but it sounds like you've read a lot, Mark, a lot of the different versions of the Bible. Would you be able to give me a Mark's Notes version of what's the Bible?
If I tell you, believe it or not, this is going to sound really, however it sounds, I'm going to get it out. The Bible was written to keep people under control.
Hmm. I think that's
wow. Because I've read a lot of different books, and I always ask people, are we natural killers?
Hmm.
And what's the reason why we don't kill? The only reason why we don't kill is because, number one, it's a law, and number two, it's what we're taught.
Hmm.
But naturally, if you go if you go deep.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Naturally, we are killers.
That's an interesting statement, wow. And I think it says more about you, Mark, than it does about anyone else. I don't feel like I'm a natural killer. Derek, have you ever felt as though...
No, I can say with 100% certainty I've never felt the inclination to kill another person.
Well, I've been angry before.
I mean, if somebody, God forbid, comes to your door or hurting a child or something like that, or your own life, yeah, you can do it. We're all
I'm
capable.
A defender, yeah. I would definitely defend
well, there you're talking about a fight or flight response. You're not talking about being a natural killer. If you're a natural killer.
I think I see. Maybe I see what Mark is saying, that humans do have the ability to kill.
That
it is in us, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
whether it's a defense or an offense situation, it's in humans to kill. Is that what you're saying?
Unfortunately, yeah.
But the Bible isn't necessarily an anti-killing text in some areas. I mean, certainly Jesus had a message of turning the other cheek, but he also came not to bring peace but to bring a sword. So there's all kinds
right.
of contradictory statements in there. I guess...
reason why it's contradicted is because the... At one time, I remember going to church as a kid, and I'm 52 years old. The Bibles used to be, they had a hole drilled in the corner, and they were actually chained to the pews. You couldn't take them.
So before
it actually got into the hands of the mass, we believed the interpretation of the guy up front.
Mark, do you think that since you said the Bible is a book that is intended to control the masses, do you think the new versions came out to control different subsets of the masses, like, say, people who forsake the Catholic religion, you know, then they get a Bible just for them.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I don't know what show you're trying to call, but I'm glad you called ours. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you actually grew up in the church, Derek.
Sure did, yeah.
One parent was a pastor?
Yeah, my stepmother is still a Methodist pastor. I was raised in a church. That was my house. And
How many times have you read the Bible?
Little New Jersey. I never read it cover to cover.
Really? Me neither.
We had something called the Bible 500, which was modeled after the NASCAR 500, where we were supposed to just speed read through these chapters, and then we would discuss.
It took days and days of
sitting in tiny rooms trying to read the Bible with other teenagers. It was an interesting way to spend time.
I bet. Toll-free number here for your experiences in religion, if you would like to share them, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Good questions have for Mark, Derek. Good job.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was interested to hear what he had to say.
So so I was mentioning we had a great activism up here on Friday last week where a number of us went up to the Supreme Court, and it was going to be a hearing about camera restrictions in all of the courts. They wanted to standardize the whatever the rules were going to be across all New Hampshire courts. Of course, they actually haven't accomplished this yet because the courts are still behaving differently. But maybe down the line something will actually happen.
I would hope.
Right. So we showed up there, and one of my purposes was to testify in front of this panel. I did want them to hear what my experience had been and, you know, let them know what was actually going on in the courthouses out this way in the western part of New Hampshire, which is a total crackdown on cameras. I mean, they are very restrictive here, but it's not like that around the rest of the state. So that was part of my intention. But I didn't even know going into this that the public would be able to speak. I just hoped that they would. But my real reason for going was to go and make a stand. Because we've had people, you know, being oppressed, and I've always felt that the response to that is that more people should show up with video cameras. But that hasn't really ever happened. It's just been kind of like one person getting picked off here, another person getting picked off there. You were arrested earlier this year for it, Derek.
Sure was.
And you were the third person arrested for it, and then Jason Talley was arrested after you. So there have been four people, in my count at least, that have been arrested over the last 3 years here in Cheshire County for this, you know, dastardly crime of being the media in a courthouse.
My goodness.
And so the idea was to kind of make a stand, to get as many liberty-loving activists together in the Supreme Court and have them walk in and from, you know, the word go, from the door swinging open, being recording and having cameras out and openly recording in the lobby, which is supposedly against the rules.
But that would be transparency, right? That would be the ultimate of transparency.
Right.
You know, the media is allowed to walk in into the building and everything is on the record.
As it should be. But they don't like that very much. And, you know, we actually got in fine. The security agent at the front didn't seem to have a problem with it. We were chatting with him. He didn't mind that my camera was right in his face. It didn't bother him at all. We were just having a nice conversation. Everything was okay. And then later, this man with an attitude, Dennis the Menace, who, again, as you mentioned, is over at freekeen.com on the blog there, he comes in and starts, I guess he like pushed people. Like he pushed Cecilia, a young lady that is a newer mover up here. He pushed an older gentleman, John, from the Peaceful Assembly Church. So he pushed a young
girl and a senior.
Yeah, an elderly pastor. He pushed him out of the way. And then this this woman comes in and she threatens all of us with, you know, possibly, you know, being kicked out or arrested if we stay there and continue to record. And then we, at one point, decided to break into song. And believe it or not, that's what upset people. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.